Okay, likewise. Likewise. Okay, so I wasn't entirely sure what's the expectation as far as the kind, we told me about halacha, but then I figured for an olam of bnei Torah, when in doubt, so lamdus is always safe. So I want to share with Ilan something in lamdus in regard to Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah towards the beginning of the third parak, the Mishnah discusses what kind of shofar you're supposed to use. There's basically the Mishnah describes there's two kinds of shofars. There are shofars that are straight and there are shofars that are bent over, that are curved, kofuf, shutim and kufun. And then there are three different occasions when we blow shofar. We blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel, and we blow shofar by a tiny sibur, based on declares a tiny sibur for a drought or a plague or something. So they would blow shofar, chatzitzis and shofar together, but they would blow shofar as well. All of these occasions, the tkiyas shofar, by a tainus, it's together with, well, and a tainus, it's a machlekes yishayim if they blew chatzitzis or shofar, but in the base of mikdash they always blew both together anyway. In all of these occasions, the tkiyas shofar was in conjunction with brachas. Rosh Hashanah and Yovel was in conjunction with malchus, sechonis, and shofars, the way we do. And on a tainus, it was in conjunction with, I'll say there were six extra brachas. The Mishnah describes in tainus, six extra brachas that were added to Shemoneh Esrei and a tainus. And at the end of each bracha, they would blow shofar as well. So the Mishnah has various shittas when, on which occasions should we use shofars that are kfufim, and which occasions should we use shofars that are pshutim. The halacha, the Gemara says, is that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur we use kfufim, and on a tainus we use pshutim. It's more in the Gemara that the issue revolves around the shofar has to reflect the tefillah. Shofar in many ways reflects tefillah. We talk about Shemei Kol to us, Amma Yisrael Barachamim. Shofar is a kind of connected to tefillah. The Rabban writes that shofar is immediate to tefillah. And in tefillah, there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Yevamos, how what should be the posture of a person when he's davening? Should his posture be that down towards the ground? Kavanah should be his posture should be facing the ground, or his posture should be facing the Shemayim. And the Gemara brings Pesuk and Rashi. The Gemara there brings Pesuk and Rashi brings them over here as well. The soul of Aveinu El Kapayim, on the other hand, Boyaini Bilibisham, on the other hand. Akapanim, that's what the Machalikus revolves around. The Gemara says, do we say, Kama the Kaya finished, Taita Tfei Maili, that a person's Kavanah should be directed upward, so then the Shaifa should be Pshutim, because it will reflect that. Or perhaps it'll be more other people to that. If on the other end, if a person's kavanah of tefillah Rosh Hashanah, his pasture of tefillah Rosh Hashanah should be kofuf, then the shofar should be kofuf because it ought to reflect that. It ought to reflect that as well. And again, as we said, as we know, the shofar that we use are kofufim. The minig is that we use the shofar of an ayil because of a kedus yitzchok, but akapanim likuvah has to be at least a shofar that is. Or make your idea, there has to be a shofar that is kofuf. So that's the Mishnah. So Yishayim asks, there's another Mishnah. It's actually the Mishnah that's immediately prior in Rosh Hashanah. I mentioned the Amud before. The Mishnah says, Kol ha-shofar is ksherim chutz mishal para. And all shofars are kosher in Rosh Hashanah. The only shofar that's not kosher is a shofar shal para. So it's a stira. This Mishnah says that all shofars are kosher. The other Mishnah, that's the Mishnah on Chavav Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on Chavav Amud Beis says, no, there's rules, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah, maybe it has to be Poshut, maybe it has to be Kofuf. All the Shofars, and now we have a definitive rule, it has to be, Halacha L'maaseh, Shofars have to be Kofuf. A Shofar Rosh Hashanah has to be Kofuf. So, Eich Yiskaimu, how do we reconcile the two Mishnahs? So the Rishayim, of course, are awake to this. Some Rishayim say, that the first Mishnah, that Kol HaShofars Ksherim, that's B'di Eved, all Kol HaShofars are Kosher. The Mishnah that says that Shofar is supposed to be Koshut, to reflect the Kavanah Sefilu, or is supposed to be Kofuf, to to reflect the kavanah said tefillah, that's only lechatchil. So that's one teretz. Problem is not only Shaynim agree that it's only lechatchil. Taisus is the mechiyach. Taisus holds that the din that shofar has to be kofa from Rosh Hashanah is likuba. So Taisus mechiyach, it's a din deraisa, and he holds it as likuba. So then we're back to square one. If it's a din, if it's likuba, how can the other mishnah say that kol shofar's chair? Some Shaynim suggest that maybe it's a machlekes. Maybe it's like a machlekes tanoim. Maybe the mishnah nomad al doesn't agree with the mishnah nomad base. So I want to suggest, at least according to Rashi, I want to suggest perhaps a different mahalach, how to reconcile the two mishnayos. The mishnah that says that kol shayfis ksherim chutz mishal para, with the mishnah that talks about shayfis shel shana and yom kippur and yovel and tainis, that they have to be either kofel for poshut to reflect the kavanas at filo. So let's start with something else. The pasuk says, in regard to Rosh Hashanah, Zichrein Trua. Shabbos in Zichrein Trua. This is a Rashi. Rashi Emor. Dabra Bnei Yisrael. Zakh Rashi Zichrein Trua Zichrein Psukei Zichreinis Upsukei Shaifis. So Rashi says Zichrein Trua means, what's the Zichrein? Zichrein means to say the psukim of Zichreinis and Shaifis. So Rashi is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, "How do we know that Malchus Zichreinus and Shaifus? When we daven with Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, we have special brachas of Malchus Zichreinus and Shaifus." So the Gemara says that Zichreinus and Shaifus we learn out from this pasuk of Zichrein Trua, and Malchus we learn out from the fact that it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So that's Malchus Zichreinus and Shaifus. So the Ramban asks. Rabban there in Pashas Emor, Rabban asks that if Rashi brings this drasha in his parish and Chumash, that would seem to indicate that Rashi also is Pshutu Shel Mikra. It's not just an Asmachta. It's certainly not the derech of Rashi anywhere to bring in his parish and Chumash drashas that are an Asmachta. So Rashi is telling me Pshutu Shel Mikra. Says the Rabban, he thinks Rashi, that's not right. He says that Rashi implies that Malchus Zichreinus and Shaifus is a din deraisa. If Rashi's learning it, if he's saying that's Pshut Hashem Likra, then it's a din deraisa. You have to say Pshut Malchus Zichreinus and Shaifus. Says the Ramban, Avada Malchus Zichreinus and Shaifus is only din derabana, and the pasuk is an asmachta. And the Ramban brings a raya from a beferish Gemara. The Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, you have a case. You have two cities. Be'echa Teichim Be'echa Mevarchim. In one city, they're going to blow Shofar, but they're not going to say Malchus Zichreinus and Shofar because they don't have a chazan in that city who knows by heart the brachas of Malchus Zichreinus and Shofar. Printed Siddur, they didn't have. So you have a choice. Either you can go to the city where they're going to blow shofar, but then you're not going to have Malchus Zichreinus and Shofar. You can go to the city where they're going to say Malchus Zichreinus and Shofar, but you're not going to have shofar. So the Gemara says that it's a double poshut. You go to the city where they're mevorchim, where they're taken rather, and not to the city where they're mevorchim, because hold their eyes, hold their rabbanon. Shofar is a deraisa. Malchus Zichreinus and Shofar is only a rabbanon. So a deraisa trumps takes precedence over the rabbanon. That's the Gemara. Zok the Rabban. So you have a beferish in Gemara that Malchus Zichreinus and Shofar is only the Rabbana. So how could Rashi and Chumash say that Zichrein Trua means Pesukei Zichreinus and Shofar, implying that it's a din deraisa and it's a drasha gemura deraisa that flies in the face of this Gemara? That's their Mazda Sogan Rashi. The evidence is this very same Gemara is Shver and Rashi from a different side, from a different angle altogether. Gemara says, we can put the Gemara right now. Well, it says also towards the end of Rosh Hashanah that that tkiyas of brachas of Rosh Hashanah ma'akvin zeze, that the tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah and the brachas of Rosh Hashanah are ma'akv each other. So Rashi learns that it means that the tkiyas are ma'akv the brachas. That if you don't have tkiyas shayfer, then you can't say ma'akvin zechayim and shayfer. Ma'akvin zeze is mashma goes in both directions. That the tkiyas and the brachas, malchus echayim and shayfer, are ma'akv on the tkiyas, and the tkiyas are ma'akv on the brachas. If you don't have tkiyas, you can't say the brachas. And if you don't say the brachas, if you can't say the brachas, then you can't have the tkiyas. So Taisus asks and Rashi, how can you say such a thing? That if you don't have brachas, you don't blow shayfer, and if you don't blow shayfer, you can't say the brachas. It's against the Brisa of Mufreshes, where the Brisa talks about the same Brisa that if you have two cities, Vachas Taikim, Vachas Mevarchim, in one city they're only going to blow shayfer, and the other city they're only going to say Machis and Chaynes and Shayfer. And the Gemara discusses which city you should go to. You go to the city where they're Taikim, which is the Brisa. You don't go to the city where they're Mevarchim, which is only the Rabbanon. Ask places. So it's Beferish in the Gemara. It says Beferish that in one city they blow shayfer, that you can blow shayfer even if you're not going to say Brachas. And you could say Brachas even if you're not going to blow shayfer. That's what they're doing in these two cities. So how can Rashi learn Pshat in the Gemara, Tkiyas Brachas Ma'akav Zuzu, that the Tkiyas are Ma'akav the Brachas and the Brachas are Ma'akav the Tkiyas? Therefore, Taisus and all the other Rishayim, Mechalik and Rashi, they say that's not Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is not saying that the Tkiyas are Ma'akav the Brachas or the Brachas are Ma'akav the Tkiyas. The Gemara is making two separate statements, that the Tkiyas are Ma'akav each other, meaning you have to blow Shvarim Trua, Tkiyah Shvarim Trua, Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah. If you only know how to blow a Tkiyah and you don't know how to blow a Trua, then there's no point in blowing a Tkiyah either. Because Tkiyah Trua Tkiyah is a package deal. The same thing, Malchus Zechayinus and Shayfus. If you don't know how to say Zechayinus, but you know how to say Malchus and Shayfus, you don't say anything. Because Malchus Zechayinus and Shayfus is also a package deal. Now, Kaponim, Rashi learns that the Tkiyahs are Ma'akav the Brachas and the Brachas are Ma'akav the Tkiyahs. And again, it's spread from the same price. So already we're starting to see a comparison. We're starting to see there must be some kind of rhyme to all of this. We have this brisa. We have two ayores, v'achas toikim, v'achas mevarchim. We go to the place where the toikim and not to the place where the mevarchim, because the tkiyas are the rice and the brachas are the rabbana. And it's against two rashis. It's against the rashi that brachas and tkiyas are ma'ak of each other. Rashi at the end of Rosh Hashanah. And it's against rashi and chumash, and rachas, chumash, and shayfas is the rice. I think the answer obviously is that one question answers the other. Rashi holds emes. Rashi holds, you see, Rashi and Chumash, that Malchus and Zechayinus and Shayfus is a din deraisa. Zichrin Chua means Psukim Malchus, Zechayinus and Shayfus. There's a special Kiyam deraisa of Malchus, Zechayinus and Shayfus. That Kiyam deraisa, the Gemara says, is only if you have Tkiyas Shayfus also. Because Tkiyas and Brachas, Ma'akwa Zuzu. Meaning, I think Rashi understands that to mean the tkiyas and the brachas are ma'akev in the din deraisa of zichron trua. There's the mitzvah deraisa of zichron trua to say malchus zechayinus and shayfus, but it only works this din deraisa of zichron trua is only miskayim. You only have it if you blow shayfur.
Was I muted? Yeah, Rabbi was muted for a couple seconds there.
Anyway, what I want to say is that the pshat, Rashi learned there's a din deraisa malchus zichronis and shayfus, which we learn from the pasuk of zichron trua with ani Hashem elokeichem. That's a din deraisa, like Rashi says in Chumash. It's not merely an asmachta, but that din deraisa you only have if you also blow shayfer, if you also blow in shayfer, because brachas tkiyas ma'akvin zuasu. It means they're ma'akiv and the tkiya. They're both necessary ingredients to the tkiyam of zichron trua. And if you don't have brachas, then you don't have zichron trua. And if you don't have tkiyas, you don't have zichron trua. Brachas tkiyas ma'akvin zuasu. Okay, but what then happens in a case where you don't have both together? You have a city where they're only blowing shofar and a city where they're only saying malchus zichronis and shofar. So obviously the kiyam deraisa malchus zichronis and shofar of zichron trua they're not going to have, because brachas tkiyas ma'akvin zuasu. Does that mean they have nothing? Obviously not. The Gemara says in the city where they only have shofar, they only blow shofar. In the city where they only have malchus zichronis and shofar, they say malchus zichronis and shofar. The pshat is because they still blow shofar, because even though they're not going to have the kiyum of zichron trua, the special kiyum of malchus zichronis and shofar, which has to be made out of tkiyas together with brachas. But there's another pasuk yom trua yilachem. Besides the pasuk of zichron trua, which is a din of malchus zichronis and shofar together with tkiyas shofar, there's another pasuk of yom trua yilachem. That's mitzvah shofar. So he won't have the kiyum of malchus zichronis and shofar. That city, they won't have the kiyum of malchus zichronis and shofar, because without the brachas, you don't have it. But the kiyum of yom trua they'll have. So they blow shofar. What about the city where they only have where they don't have a shofar, but they know how to say malchus zichronis and shofar? So the Gemara says they say malchus zichronis and shofar. They're not going to have the kiyum of the din deraisa of zichron trua. But midrabbanan, they still say malchus zichronis and shofar, because the nusach hatfilah of Rosh Hashanah, the matbeah hatfilah of Rosh Hashanah, which is only a drabbanan, but the matbeah hatfilah is with malchus zichronis and shofar. So the apostle, even a person who doesn't have a shofar, he still says the malchus zichronis and shofar, because that's the nusach hatfilah of Rosh Hashanah. But that's only drabbanan, like all matbeah hatfilah is only a drabbanan. That'd only be a drabbanan. So Mela, all to Omer Yusuf. Rashi, the Rashi in Chumash says that Malchus Zichronis and Shofar is a din deraisa. The Rashi in the Gemara who says that the Malchus Zichronis and Shofar and the Tkiyas are ma'akev each other. And the Gemara that says, the Raisa that says that if you have two cities, one Be'echav Teikim, Be'echav Mevorchim, you go to the place with the Teikim because that's the Raisa, and not to the place with the Mevorchim because that's only the Rabbana. So it's all one Mahalach. In a place where they do both, they blow shofar and they have malchus zichronis and shofar, then the whole thing is a deraisa of zichron trua. Then they have the kiyum deraisa of malchus zichronis and shofar, which is a kiyum deraisa, which is made up of the synergy between shofar and psukim zichronis and shofar, psukim malchus zichronis and shofar together. You have the kiyum of zichron. That's the kiyum of zichron trua, and then it's all deraisa when you have both together. When you don't have both together, so then shofar is still deraisa because it may not be zichron trua, but it's yom trua. So shofar will be deraisa. Malchus and chaynus and shofar, on the other hand, that'll go down to only being a derabbanan. Because without tkiyas shofar, malchus and chaynus and shofar is only a derabbanan. So therefore, hilchim l'makom should take him. And hilchim l'makom should mevorchim. We have a choice. You go to the place where they're blowing shofar, because that's at least the kiyum deraisa, and not to the place where they're going to say malchus and chaynus and shofar, which is only a derabbanan. I think that's emes lamito, how Rashi learned this in Shittas Rashi. So now, based on that, I thought maybe we could say, point to Rashi, point to this Mahalach of Rashi, that maybe there's no steer between the two Mishnayos. Maybe the Mishnayos are talking about two different things. The Mishnah Chavav Amad Aleph that says Kol Shofar Kasherim L'Shofar, that all Shofars are kosher, except for Shofar Shel Parah, but it doesn't matter, Kfufim, or Pshutim. That's talking about the Kiyum of Yom Teruah, the Mitzvah Deraisa to blow Shofar, not connected to Malchus Zichronis and Shofars. That Shofar is nothing to Tefillah. It's not in conjunction with Malchus Zichronis and Shofars. It's not in conjunction with Brachas. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah like Luluv, like any other mitzvah. So there, it doesn't matter what the Shofar of Kama, the whole considerations of Kama, the Kayif in Ishtaite and Kama, the Poshut in Ishtaite, which are considerations of Kavonas and Tefillah, they have nothing to do with that Shofar. So there, call the Shofar's chair. The Mishnah Chavam and Beis, on the other hand, that's talking about not only the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, but the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel and of Etainis, which all have in common that these are Tkiyas Shofar al Seder HaBrachos. They were talking about the kiyum of tkiyah shofar as part of the brachas of Malkus Achayus and Shofars, the kiyum of zichra and truah. That shofar is a shofar of tefillah. It's together with Malkus Achayus and Shofars. It's together with the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei of Malkus Achayus and Shofars. And that's a separate kiyum according to Rashi. You have the kiyum of yom truah, and then you have the kiyum of zichra and truah. Zichra and truah is the shofar. It's according to Rashi. There's two different kinds. There's two kiyumim in the shofar. There's the kiyum of shofar of yom truah yolachem. In a place where they don't say Malkus Achayus and Shofars, they still have that kiyum of yom truah, but that's nothing to do with tefillah. That's a mitzvah be'alma. It's like lulav. Nobody ever said that the lulav has to be kofu for poshut based on kama the kaya finished dayt the tefillah or kama the poshut finished dayt the tefillah. So mitzvah kachol and mitzvah. So shofar is the same thing. But according to Rashi, there's another kiyum of shofar as a part of the kiyum of zichra and truah, because it's ma'akev zichra. It's the shofar is ma'akev in the kiyum of zichra and truah. So there's a kiyum of kiyah shofar that's part of the as part of zichra and truah. That's a shofar of tefillah, like Malkus Achayus and Shofars is a tefillah. It's a part of tefillah. It's a din of tefillah. So that shofar already has to do with tefillah. There, the Mishnah says, for that kiyum of shofar, you have to have a certain kind of shofar that should be the shofar should reflect the fact that it's a shofar of tefillah. Either kamed the kaya finished dayt the tefillah, or kamed the poshut finished dayt the tefillah. Different shittas have to know, but halacha kamed the kaya finished dayt the tefillah. That shofar already has to be kofel v'likuvel. It comes out according to Rashi that if you have a shofar that's only a shofar that's poshut and not a shofar that's kofuf, so in the kiyum of yom truah, it's 100% good. That's the Mishnah Amud Aleph, kol shofar is kshera. But on the other hand, as far as Malchus Achayus and Shofars is concerned, that shofar will not give you the kiyum of Malchus Achayus and Shofars deraisa, and in that case, Malchus Achayus and Shofars would only be a darbana. Okay, very good. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.